Welcome to the fourth episode of the podcast Embody Your Light. Today I want to talk about our immunity and our immune system, and I want to talk about it from an energetic point of view. Everything is energy, and also your energy body is an important part of your immunity and your resilience. I'm Marna, and I am the host of this podcast, and I am an energy healer and light worker, and I use the ancient Japanese healing art called Jinsenjutsu to help people to be happy and healthy in their bodies and their being. When we talk about immunity, in any holistic healing modality, we talk about immunity as not only a physical, but also a mental, emotional, and spiritual immunity or resiliency. So it's about how resilient do you feel in all these areas of your life? Because these areas, the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, are all connected. You are a whole being. And how strong is your self-healing ability? And what can you do yourself to strengthen this self-healing ability? So, a strong immune system is not only about your physical, but also about your emotional, mental, and spiritual health and well-being. Your immune system can keep you healthy because your body and your mind exactly knows how to detect and respond to external influences. And these influences can be, for example, like viruses and bacteria, but also opinions, expectations from others that you need to navigate, or stress and tension. And we all know, for example, that stress plays a very big part in our immunity, and it can also weaken it when we have a long time stressor in our life, or we feel stressed for a long period. When we are stressed, the immune system's ability to fight off those viruses and diseases is reduced. And not only the ability to fight off antigens and diseases, but also to fight off all the outside influences that can disharmonize or destabilize you. That may be more mental or emotional, for example. So, having a strong immunity or a strong immune system is important in all areas of our lives to be able to be happy and healthy and in balance. And of course, we all know that we can strengthen our immunity with healthy food, with sleep, taking our vitamins and minerals, no smoking, no drinking, moving regularly, maintaining a healthy weight, low intake of sugar, washing our hands, our hygiene. So, yeah, that's something we are all familiar with, but this is not where I want to talk about today. Today, I want to talk about our immunity from that energetic point of view. When we look at our energy body, our energy in our being, we know from every energy healing modality that the ki or the chi or the prana or the life energy where we are working with as energy healers needs to be able to flow freely through the body. So, yeah, everyone's energy, ki, chi, prana, or life force energy needs to be able to have that free flow. And when that energy flows freely through the body, it strengthens our self-healing power enormously. So that's one of the things we really like to look at. How is that energy moving through the body? And are there blocks? And yeah, those blocks can diminish, slow down, or even stop this free flow of energy, of prana, of ki in the body. And my experience in the last 30 years that I have had Jinsenjutsu in my life is that when my energy is able to flow freely and vibrantly through my body, my vibration is high. And when my vibration is high and strong, I'm not so susceptible to outside influences. When my vibration drops, due to, for example, fatigue or doing less self-help maybe, or stress, or yeah, those life events that bring up big emotions, then I feel much more vulnerable. And by using Jinsen Jutsu, self-help, and receiving and giving sessions, I I became very, very aware of these kinds of subtle shifts in my energy. So I can feel when my vibration is dropping. So as soon as I feel that my vibration is dropping, I know it's time to really step up my self-help practice, maybe find someone to share a Jinsen Jutsu session with, and I become very, very dedicated to my self-help practice. For those who know Jinsen Jutsu, the flows that I will certainly use is like the spleen flow, and of course I will use my breath to really help my breath to be able to have that beautiful balanced balanced exhale and inhale. And for that, I use my safety energy lock number 3. Today, we will talk about that safety energy lock a little bit more, because that safety energy lock number 3, plays an important part in our immune system. In Jinsen Jutsu, we use what we call 26 safety energy locks. 26 areas on the left of our body and 26 areas on the right of our body that we use as an acupuncturist uses the acupuncture points to balance and harmonize the energy. We, in Jinsen Jutsu, we are not talking about a specific point, but more about an area. It's somewhat bigger than a point. And we use those 26 areas to move the energy and help the energy to flow freely, remove blocks, and really help that energy to move as freely as possible through the body. When you want to learn more about those 26 safety energy locks, I have a course. I created a course, an online course. It's like a small course on the safety energy locks. And in that course, which is called Unlock Yourself, you can find it on my website. And in this course, I will take you through each one of the safety energy locks every day. So every day for 26 days, you will find information about the lock, about how you can use the lock, why, what the function of that lock is, what it can help you with. And you will find a short meditation to really be able to connect with the lock, to see where the lock is situated on the body, and to be with that energy lock and really discover how this safety energy lock works for you. And after 26 years, you not only got to know all the 26 safety energy locks, but you also know how to use them. And because you have opened them up in those meditations, or maybe you chose to do them for yourself, you opened up all those 26 areas, which means that the energy in your body can move much more freely through your body, and that will make you feel so much better. And of course, it will raise your vibration. And some people love to do this 26 days before their birthday, so that on their birthday they know that they have that beautiful free flow of energy, and they buy the course like 30 days before their birthday. So maybe you think that's also a nice idea. So this course is available, and because you are here and you're listening to the podcast, I thought it would be a nice idea to give you a discount. And you will find all the details about this in the show notes and a link to the course. And you will get like 15% off and have a little discount, because I really appreciate you listening to this podcast. So what can we do ourselves to enhance our immunity energetically with a simple self-help exercise? The exercise I want to share with you today opens a safety energy lock number 3. And this safety energy lock you can find on the back of your shoulder. So bring your right hand to the left shoulder and place that right hand as a coat hanger over your shoulder. The tips of your fingers now touch safety energy lock number 3 that lives in that soft or maybe tense area between the spine, the shoulder blade, and the shoulder in that triangle. And when a safety energy lock is in balance, you will not find tension there. It will be a really soft and vibrant and lively place that you touch. So, of course, we know this is an area where you can find often a lot of tension when there is stress or emotions in people's lives. And this safety energy lock number three, is, as said, a very important part of our immune system. And that is because it's also called the door or the swinging door. So everything that comes in is allowed to go out again too. So it's that, okay, some things can come in, but we can let it go very easily too. So it's also called that swinging door that needs to be able to swing. So things can go out and things can go in and out and in and out, and that movement is there. So yeah, let's do this. And when we do this, it's not only the immunity on the level of the physical, it's also always mental, emotional, and spiritual. Everything in Jinshin Jutsu addresses the whole being on all levels. And holding this safety energy lock number 3 will do that for you too. So with this simple exercise, you can be resilient to the outside influences and keep your balance and inner peace to whatever happens in your world today. You can place that right hand on the left shoulder with the tips of the fingers on the back of your shoulder in that soft triangle. And maybe for you now, it's not feeling soft, but maybe it's feeling hard and tense. But after a couple of minutes, this area will change when you are going with me in this exercise. And then you place your thumb in the palm of your hands and wrap the rest of your fingers around. And just let's stay with this for 1 minute. And if you prefer to do the other side, when you really feel the urge to place your left hand on the right shoulder, please follow that urge. Your body knows a lot more than you think. And just, relax your shoulders, relax that hand that is hanging as a coat hanger on the shoulder, and relax the hand where the fingers are wrapped around the thumb. With this simple exercise, we start to open up that safety energy lock number 3, helping us to balance our breath with a beautiful exhale and letting go, creating space for the receiving of a new breath up the back. And just Bring your attention inward. Observe the breath. And by observing that breath, you may already feel that that breath starts to slow down a little bit or lengthen. And science has already proven that by slowing down that breath, this already is a passive way to strengthen our immunity. Already a lot of biological processes start by simply slowing down that breath. And this safety energy log number 3 really supports that balanced breath even further. Then we place the thumb of that left hand, if you've gone with me, where the right hand is on the left shoulder. And then we place the left thumb on the left index fingernail. So it's a little ring or little circle we create by placing that left thumb on the fingernail of the index finger. Again, just a short period of time. Maybe you already experience that your breath is changing, is expanding. Just relax as much as possible in this position. You can do this lying down, sitting. And then we change and place the thumb over the fingernail of the middle finger. And all of this is helping the energy in safety energy lock number 3 to move more and more freely and more harmonized. Supporting you to expand that breath and lengthen that breath. So your body will automatically start all kinds of processes that strengthen your immunity. And then we change and place the thumb over the ring fingernail. And maybe you can relax even more in this moment. Just those few minutes for your self-care today. And then we place the thumb over the little fingernail. So we went through all the fingers, all five fingers. Of course, in Jin Senjutsu, where we use our hands to balance the energy, the hands are so important for a harmonized energy body. The fingers all have their own function, their own ability to bring balance to our being. So with this simple exercise, there's happening so much more than you think. Or can imagine. Also for me, it keeps on surprising me how powerful this simple exercise can be. And exhale, just one more beautiful exhale, allowing that breath to go. And receiving a new breath up the back. And when you're ready, you can let go of the hold. Of course, you can also stay with it. You can also change sides, just what you would prefer today, what you like today. You can return to this exercise whenever you like. And this is just one way to open up that safety energy lock number 3. But because we are also using all five fingers, this is really, really empowering for your immunity. So thank you for listening and sharing your time and space with me. I hope that it inspired you to do some self-help for yourself today. And it gave you something you can do for yourself and for your immunity, your health, and for your happiness. So when you felt this episode is inspiring, please share it with a friend, or if you know someone who would really benefit from it, share it with them. And as always, I would be very grateful when you subscribe to the podcast, or rate the podcast, or leave a review. All of this is really very, very helpful. So until next week, I send you my gratitude and love, and speak to you soon.